The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
That you want. We're launching into the third hour. Plenty of time for your call and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about wiretapping and out-of-control police, them getting away with all kinds of ridiculous nonsense, charging people for recording conversations that they should have been able to record, recording situations involving the police that they should have been able to record. You can get more on that over at freekeen.com right now. There's been a pretty big court decision that's come down in favor of your right to record the police, and it's from the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, First Circuit, and you can, again, go to freekeen.com to get more information about that. We've hit it pretty hard here in the first couple hours of the program. The we in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
Alan.
And Daryl.
And Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. There's all manner of sorts of different Liberty media over there, from books that you can purchase to news articles that you can read as written and editorial pieces by you, Daryl.
Yes.
Plus, you also are the host of a couple of different radio shows. The FPP Freedom Minute is a weekly show that you put together, kind of five-minute opinionated newscast, I guess you could say.
Mostly commentary and then normally maybe one or two newsy sort of things at the end.
Which is different from your FPP radio news, which you do 7 days a week. It's a five-minute newscast, and that's just a straight-up newscast without the commentary. So good stuff, plus your other show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. That's your long-form program that you do on a weekly basis. That's all available over at fpp.cc or fppradio.com.
Yes.
So there you go. More Daryl available for you there. We're going to go into your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, Daryl will share with us about the electric chair. You thought it was gone. Apparently it's not gone, at least for one state. It's coming back. We'll talk more about that. Nathan is on the line first, though, in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
A while back, I remember you and Mark were having a conversation where I think you were talking about Daryl doing stuff, and then you said that you felt more motivated to get up and do stuff because Daryl was around. Do you remember that conversation?
Yes, my motivation has expired to some extent. I've been waking up late recently.
You're still up by 10.
Yeah, I've been doing 10-ish recently instead of 9.
That's still better than the noon or
it's a
one.
Lot better than what it used to be. Yeah, that's true.
Well, there was a situation that sounds kind of similar. A friend of mine and I were talking, and I have this goal to increase my my running time for this marathon thing that we're going to do next year.
Okay.
And he suggested that we talk about it every week and help, write down metrics and times that I have. And
what is your goal? I mean, wouldn't you normally want to decrease the amount of time you spend running in a race? Or you want to increase the amount of time that you're training for the race? And by the way, his internet connection just went bad or something.
I think he wants to increase his result. So, yes, would be to decrease the length of time in which it takes him to complete the marathon.
What is it that your goal is, Nathan? Are you back with us? Nope, he is not. Well, maybe he will call back in here. Every now and then, Skype is unreliable. But for the most part, it tends to work pretty well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe we'll talk more about running. I used to do some running in the past, and then it just started to hurt too much, and so I stopped.
Yeah.
When you start to take running really seriously, you do record down your times a lot. Like, I used to be in cross-country, and I kept track of every mile that I ever did. It was written down somewhere.
What's your fastest mile?
Yeah, what's your best time?
See, I don't want to say this because it's kind of embarrassing. It's not very good at all. Because,
well, I don't know what you would consider embarrassing.
All right, so I went to school with the best runner in the state.
Okay.
The absolute best. And her best mile time was 4.5 minutes, which is really impressive.
Yeah, that's really fast.
Mine was at least 3 minutes slower than that.
That's still not bad. Seven some minutes for a mile is pretty fast. I mean, generally,
not really.
Six is super fast, in my opinion. Like, I've never even heard of four.
Four sounds insane. Well,
what's your fastest?
Record. I have no clue.
The fastest mile that I ever ran was 6 minutes and 9 seconds. And that was actually part of a 2 mile run that I was doing one day when I played football.
Wow. Yeah. I have no recollection of any of my times from government school. I couldn't tell you, but I think we've got Nathan back
here. I only remember that one because it was the fastest one that I ever ran.
So Nathan, what is your goal with this? Was it you said you wanted to increase time. I'm sorry. What goal were you trying to achieve?
Oh, I just wanted to build up my endurance and be able to run around this track, for a certain amount of time. And what he was saying is that it would help if he's not doing this with me, by the way, but he's saying that it would help if we talked about it and also wrote down metrics like how long, I would be able to endure each week.
Well, yeah,
and
it absolutely helps to do that. Yeah.
Well, I was wondering about that because you said it was kind of a personality thing, and I can see, like with Daryl being right there, like not that Daryl is, going on a marathon with you, but say if you were both jogging together or something, I could see that because you're kind of giving each other kind of like, support and that kind of thing. But I guess I'm struggling to see it with the let's just talk about it and like by creating this expectation in the other person, it'll make it be more motivating. I guess I'm having trouble seeing that.
Okay, so I'm having a little trouble understanding where you're coming from.
He's asking how my presence doing affiliate relations is motivating you to wake up earlier to make phone calls in the morning.
Is that what your question is?
Yeah, and the tracking of it, because to me, there's a difference between doing the activity in question with someone and just, having the other person be aware of it and having an expectation that you're going to do it. Because the idea is that if they have an expectation, then they have an expectation of you, then you'd be more likely to do it.
Well, okay, so when it comes to personal improvement, like in your case, you wanting to run for a longer span of time out on a track, then it's useful to write down that information so you can compare your results from one day to the next so you can strive for a better time the time after that. So it's useful to have a record in that case. And in some cases, for some people, it's useful to have another pair of eyes on things to help keep you honest with yourself.
I guess it feels a little like those cameras you're talking about taking your picture. It's kind of like someone like Big Brother kind of watching you kind of thing.
No, it's not like that at all. This would be a consensual interaction with another individual that you would set up because you believe it would benefit you. If you don't believe that you would receive any benefit from having a second person sort of oversee your progress and make sure that you're being honest with yourself, then don't do it. And, if you don't feel like it would benefit you, then maybe it wouldn't. But I know that in instances, like, for instance, in the past, I used to, I still have goals for myself that I set. I have a list. You could look at it as a to-do list or a goal sheet or whatever you want to call it. But I used to actually meet with other people who did the same thing, and then we would sort of compare our results for the week, and I felt like that was helpful. If you don't feel like that would help you, then don't do it. It's certainly not a Big Brother thing.
Okay, I was just wondering what your opinion was because it sounded because of the way you said it about Daryl and you waking up in the morning, it sounded like that might be more your thing than my thing. But I mean, it's an individual thing. I get that.
Yeah, and it worked for a little while for me, but like I said, now I've been slacking recently. So, what can you do? Thanks for the call tonight, Nathan. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And I hope Nathan is still listening because I have just a little bit of motivation for him.
Okay.
He can always watch Forrest Gump because
that's
Forrest Gump
movie.
Ran for 3 years, 2 months, 14 days, and 16 hours before he stopped, turned around, and said, I'm tired. I'm going home now.
Greenboro, Alabama. I love that movie. That is a motivational movie. It is a heartwarming film. And, oh, man, have you seen Forrest Gump? Ellen?
I have. I've seen it numerous times.
Yeah. I used to have that one on Laserdisc. That was a good one.
You had Laserdisc?
Yes, I'm a videophile.
I remember when I was in junior high, the school where I went had a Laserdisc.
Yeah, those Laserdiscs were always lame.
They were, but one of them was an educational video put out by Steve Irwin. Oh, wow.
Before he became the croc hunter.
Wow.
He did educational videos.
We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves. We'll talk about the electric chair on the way. And also, Ellen will tell us about these pro-gun rallies that apparently are really screwing it up for people who care about gun rights. Or are they? It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts about anything.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He's an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here, Ian here.
Alan.
And Daryl.
Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. They're all for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their website. So enjoy it. freetalklive.com. Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac are killing the mortgage industry. But the mortgage minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, has found some ways around these rules and organizations. Private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things look good. Stated income loans are back. These were truly less trouble than traditional mortgages. You state your income, truthfully, obviously, and they get you a loan. Rates are great, and it's never been easier to get a loan if you need to refinance or get cash out. Call the Mortgage Minute Guy at 1-866-288-0088. That's 866-288-0088, or go to mortgageminuteguy.com. As we continue here, let's jump into the other story here. One of the other stories we have to discuss here tonight. Daryl, you were telling us during the break that apparently Tennessee is bringing back the electric chair, coming out
of retirement. And actually, there are several states that allow the electric chair as an option.
Oh, really?
If the inmate requests it.
So what's the default in a lot of states? Is it a lethal injection?
Lethal injection. But there's a problem with lethal injection.
There's a problem with a lot of these things.
Well, the problem with lethal injection is that the supply of the lethal injection drugs is not what it used to be. Apparently, there's only one company that makes the lethal injection drug, and they have refused to export it from Europe to the United States for the purposes of lethal injection.
So what is this drug that they use for lethal injection? Because I'm sure that there's many other ones that they could use that are more effective. Like, I've actually heard of this drug not working on patients.
I don't know the name of it, but in Oklahoma recently, they tried a different drug combination, and the inmate wound up having a heart attack dying on the table halfway through the process of giving him the drugs. So
they succeeded in killing him.
They succeeded in killing him, but they didn't kill him the way they were supposed to kill him. So other inmates have filed lawsuits and have been granted stays of execution because the execution process isn't working as planned.
So this is where the electric chair comes in?
So in Tennessee, the lawmakers have decided to basically bring back the electric chair as the default. Republican Governor Bill Haslam signed the bill on Thursday, allowing the state to electrocute death row inmates in the event that prisons are unable to obtain the drugs used for the lethal injection. Tennessee lawmakers overwhelmingly passed the electric chair legislation in April, with the Senate there voting 23-3 and the House voting 68-13. Tennessee is the first state to enact a law to reintroduce the electric chair without giving prisoners an option.
I'm surprised they didn't bring back the firing squad while they were
at it. That's still an option in Utah.
Utah, yeah, there's one state.
And there are a couple of death row inmates in Utah who have requested, when it's their time, they want the firing squad.
Sodium thiopental is used to induce unconsciousness. This is according to the Wikipedia article on lethal injection. Pancuronium bromide is used to cause muscle paralysis and respiratory arrest. And potassium chloride is used to stop the heart. So typically, the lethal injection is a concoction of three different chemicals.
There's three chemicals, and one of the three is the one that the European company is no longer exporting to the U.S. for the purposes of lethal injection.
Did they have a change of heart? I mean, did they find some compassion or something? Like, what was the... I wonder what the company's motivation was there, because I presume they were making buku bucks off of these government contracts.
Well,
government
the purchases. Drug also does have a legitimate medical purpose.
Sure.
So they're still exporting it for the legitimate medical purpose.
No, I get that, but why? I mean, did they have some sort of pang of conscience? Like, well, we don't want to be associated with killing people. I can't imagine why else they would have stopped, right? Like, you know, odds are good the government was paying 10 times as much for it for the legal lethal injection purposes, because, you know, you can get governments to pay 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times whatever it, you know, the regular cost is, because they're governments. So why a company would want to turn down a government contract like that, or multiple state governments, I presume, would be buying it. So why they would want to turn that down?
It probably has something to do with the fact that it's a European company,
mm-hmm.
and there's probably some kind of political pressure in Europe.
Maybe.
Somebody in the chat room says that they believe they stopped selling it once their name was made public.
Hmm.
So maybe they were doing it in private.
And then embarrassed
right.
publicly.
Yes. Right, because that's what the lawsuit was in Oklahoma that actually delayed the execution. Was there were two inmates, one of whom was the man who wound up dying of a heart attack. Clayton Lockett was the man who died of a heart attack on the execution table. And another inmate filed a lawsuit to reveal the source of the drugs.
Mm.
And I did not know that was the reason that they have stopped providing the drug.
Seems believable.
Well, I'm not sure about this either. This is just what somebody in the chat room said.
That sounds very likely.
It does.
So, just real quick, before we go on here, I want to make it clear that I don't support the idea of putting people to death at all. And in fact, New Hampshire actually was one vote away, as I understand it, from in the Senate. One vote away from repealing the death penalty here. It didn't happen this year, unfortunately, but I would say that's going to be another one that's going to come around again, and maybe it'll have better luck the next time. But we were darn close to getting rid of it here.
Yes.
Remember, even if you are certain that somebody deserves to be punished for causing, you know, the death of another human being, you have to remember the reason, a real good reason to not have a death penalty is because there are innocent people who have been put to death.
Hundreds.
That's true. But, I mean, this just raises the question. It begs the question, really. And I don't want to make this a huge portion of the discussion, but if there was somebody that was guilty of murdering somebody else, would you rather have them spend their entire life in prison or be put to death?
Well, I would rather have the person try to make some sort of restitution to the victim. And if they're put to death, then there's no way they can do that. So if they are spending life in prison, then there's a chance at least that they might be able to be, you know, to somehow be put to work to where some of the proceeds from the work that they do, the payment, the paycheck that they get for whatever they're doing, could go to benefit a person. Although, obviously, they could refuse to work and then they'd sit in solitary for the entire time. So, yeah, I think that that would be the best way to improve the chances that remaining family members of the murdered person would have some level of compensation come from the criminal. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, plus others would point out that spending life in prison is much worse than being able to escape through death. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to share your thoughts on this or anything else.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if.
They ask when.
So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time,
even after consuming alcohol.
And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers. Man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled buyepicnights.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The electric chair looking like it's making a comeback in Tennessee. Apparently, they've decided that it's actually difficult to get a hold of some of the chemicals or one of the chemicals in the lethal injection. In the absence of that, they've decided to go back to the electric chair, and you're welcome to comment on the death penalty if you like. The toll-free number is 855-453. Free pound of coffee can be yours. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and this isn't just some pound of coffee. This is BuzzBox coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, and you get the pound free. All you have to do is pay the shipping cost at coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll get on an auto-ship plan. You can adjust your subscription to where it's the BuzzBox folks will send you a pound of coffee every so often. You set the variables. Do you want it every 2 weeks? Do you want it every 4 weeks, every 6 weeks? Up to you. You can go and customize that at coffee.freetalklive.com. But it's not just great coffee. It's also coffee with a mission, and what they're doing doing is they're allowing people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op to help people make better lives for themselves. They're also teaming up with World Vision to help finance microloans for folks to start their own businesses in places where it's a pretty tough, you know, pretty tough life. Third world countries, people in poverty, giving them the chance to change their own lives. Every 10 Free Talk Live listeners like you who join over at coffee.freetalklive.com, for every 10 listeners who buy their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, one microloan will be financed. So we'd like to get 1,000 listeners so we can finance 100 of those microloans through World Vision at coffee.freetalklive.com. Go get your free pound of coffee today. You can cancel the subscription at any time. You just pay that shipping cost and that coffee is yours. coffee.freetalklive.com. All right, so 855-450-FREE. Daryl, was there more to say on the topic about Tennessee bringing back the electric chair?
There is. Okay. And this is something that I find very interesting. Richard Dieter, who's the executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center out of Washington, D.C., says that there are states that allow inmates to choose, but it's a very different matter for a state to impose a method like electrocution. No other state has gone this far. He also said that he expects a legal challenge to arise if the state decides to go through with an electrocution, both on the grounds of whether the state could prove that the injection drugs were not obtainable and on the grounds of constitutional protections against cruel and unusual punishment.
So are they saying that the electric chair is cruel and unusual punishment?
Yes.
Yes.
Even though the person is dying?
Right. In some cases, they don't exactly die in the way that was intended.
There have been people who have survived three executions.
Yeah. The electric chair can be an awfully nasty, rough process.
They might as well just bring back the guillotine. Like, that's instant death.
I don't think they use that until the 70s. Yes, it's in. Ian, your head is severed from your body.
You probably still have a second. Where you can see yourself flipping, whatever, as your head kind of flips backwards.
You don't get up and walk away from that.
Well, no, you don't get up and walk away. You're going to die, but, you know, it's not, I don't know if it's instant.
Your head will no longer be connected to your body.
There actually is one way in which you could survive the guillotine.
Mm-hmm.
If they go too high and they miss the first and second vertebrae in the neck.
Okay.
And they actually sever your head from your neck without splicing the neck in half, then you could theoretically survive without a head or a brain.
What?
Because you still have what they call the primitive brain
at
the top of your spine.
Oh, my God.
That's true. I guess you could, but you wouldn't be conscious of it.
You wouldn't be conscious, but you would be like that chicken. You've seen the thing
chicken
where
with the head
chicken
cut off?
Without the head, where the guy tried to kill his chicken, but he went too high up on the head. And so then, instead of just, like, whacking it again, he fed this chicken with an eyedropper for 15 years.
Which is pretty sick. I can't even imagine what it takes to do something like that.
Yeah, so, and they could theoretically miss the top two vertebrae of your spine and then feed you with an eyedropper for the rest of your life.
You have to remember that you're only going to die when the blood stops, you know, oxygen-rich blood stops reaching your brain.
Right,
so once you're decapitated, you'll still be alive for a short period of time.
Unless you've got that primitive brain.
Severing your head from your body is a lot faster and more effective than shooting you up with some drugs.
It probably is more effective than
or running hundreds of volts through your body.
I'll agree with that.
The lethal injection process takes 30 minutes.
In this case,
if it works properly.
According to science.howstuffworks.com, exactly how long a person can remain conscious after decapitation remains debatable. We know that chickens often walk around for several seconds after decapitation. A Dutch rat study mentioned earlier in this article, which I've not read you the whole thing of, suggests the length of perhaps 4 seconds. Other studies of small mammals have found up to 29 seconds. This in itself seems a horrid length of time for such a state. Take a moment to count off 4 seconds while you look around the room, and you'll likely find you can take in quite a bit visually. So I think it's safe to say that you will at least be alive if you're in a guillotine and you have your head chopped off properly, that you'll at least live long enough to watch your head, sort of the vision, see the vision of your head flipping into the basket.
Right, but there's, honestly, I could not imagine a faster way to kill somebody.
That's pretty darn fast.
Exactly. Yep. So I'm just saying, it's fast, it's cheap, they don't have to pay for it every time. This could, they could
just bring
spend,
out a hose.
I know, they could spend a lump sum of, like, I don't know how much a guillotine costs. Let's just say $2,000 for a guillotine.
You have to sharpen the blades every now and then.
You do have to sharpen the blades.
But I'm just saying, the upkeep of a guillotine is probably much cheaper than even one execution.
They could also bring back public executions. People would love that stuff these days. I mean, when would they not love it, right? Like, the crowds, they love to watch people be beaten. And
I mean, it's true. That's kind of sick that people will gather and actually mock people suffering. Like, the public hangings.
I'm not saying that seriously, but it wouldn't surprise me. Like, people would want that if someone proposed it.
Although, I don't know. The way that people are sensitive about things today, I don't know if that would fly. Especially since children could see that, and that's something that most people worry about, is the children.
That's true.
Right,
I'm not saying most people
okay.
would want it.
It's okay. For some weird reason, our society accepts violence to certain degrees more than they accept other sort of quote-unquote sensitive topics.
That's true, which is kind of strange.
American society is much more violent, accepting than European, for instance, where it's sort of the reverse, where they're known for being more sexually accepting, but not so much towards violence.
Which is actually a perfect lead-in for this story that I have about pro-gun protests.
Yes, tell me about that.
Okay, so I'll just give a quick synopsis. Apparently, people have been bringing rifles and shotguns into public places, and that's making a lot of people unhappy. And one of the arguments stated was that children could see it. I do have an article from HuffingtonPost.com. This was written on the 20... Oh, this was written today. A Texas gun rights group has notified members that they are to immediately cease taking shotguns and rifles into private businesses unless invited to do so, backing down from a controversial strategy that has led to several large restaurant chains to ask patrons to leave their guns at home.
Mm-hmm.
The organization, Open Carry Texas, is one of many groups nationwide that advocate for the right of gun owners to wear and carry firearms openly in public. Photos from a rally by supporters of the group at a Dallas-area Chipotle restaurant went viral this week, prompting the burrito chain to declare that firearms are unwelcome in its restaurants. On Friday, the Huffington Post reported that Chili's was also reconsidering its policy after a similar rally at one of its San Antonio restaurants. Video apparently taken by a participant in the rally shows a confrontation with a woman, apparently a patron, who scolds the men for bringing large guns into a restaurant where children are eating.
Let's come back with more on this here in moments, because somebody suggested online, and I thought this was interesting, that maybe these guys are agents provocateur. Either they're just moronic and clueless, or they're doing this on purpose because they know it'll look bad for gun owners. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts on these guys bringing rifles into restaurants. Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-4255. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This guy is going to public restaurants. I remember it was Starbucks like a year or two ago, and now it's Chipotle and some other restaurant, and now
Chili's
is now thinking about banning people from having firearms. Apparently, Chipotle asked their customers to not open carry rifles or open carry firearms in the store. I don't know if they...
It wasn't firearms. It was specifically long guns.
Specifically long guns. Okay, so they haven't gone...
Who walks around with a long gun anyway?
That's just it. It's these fools in these open carry campaigns that are going to like... I don't even understand the point of this. They're going into stores where there's never been any kind of issue necessarily with the company in question having some sort of problem with firearms or proposing to ban things. Like, these companies haven't been particularly anti-gun or anything like that. It's just like they're randomly, we can open carry here in Texas, so let's go to the Chipotle and have some lunch with our rifles strapped to our backs.
Yeah, I think they actually answer you in the statement here, which they made on Facebook. Open carry Texas gun rights group?
Okay.
Open carry Texas acknowledged that its tactics, which are intended to encourage broader acceptance of firearms in public, were having the opposite effect. Carrying rifles and shotguns into businesses is the approach that has gotten the most resistance and suffered the largest setbacks, the group said. We must once again adjust in a way that shines a positive light on our efforts, our members, and our respective organizations, the group said. We have decided the prudent path to further our goals is to immediately cease taking long guns into corporate businesses unless invited. So,
well, that's good. I hope
they
acknowledge that. I mean, I hope it's good when you can look at what you've been doing and reassess it and see if there's ways that it can be tweaked to make it more effective. But I don't even understand what they were trying to accomplish in the first place with that. Like, here in New Hampshire, there have been some open carry events, but it's never involved private property. Like, it's never involved trying to muscle in or whatever with your rights on private property. It's always been like, oh, well, let's go clean up the park while open carrying. And to me, that makes more sense because you're out in public. There's no question that you have a right to open carry your favorite weapon in public in New Hampshire.
Right.
Let me be clear. I'm not talking about where you live. In some states, yeah, it's illegal to open carry. But in New Hampshire, it's fully legal, as I understand it, to walk around with have a samurai sword if you want. You can do that too.
Right.
At least you're not in a business on someone else's property. This just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they said they were trying to get people to become more comfortable with the idea.
Also, that didn't work.
This says laws about openly carrying firearms vary by state. Texas allows for the concealed but not the open carrying of handguns, while it's legal to carry a rifle openly.
That's right.
So
this is ridiculous.
I guess it's legal, so they're trying to. I guess they're exercising their right to do it.
Well, which
they
I normally support.
They
right?
want people to be more comfortable with it.
And I get that. And I support exercising your rights. I think that's a good idea in general. But to make a stand for your rights on private property just doesn't make sense to me. Because when you're on private property, you're subject to the private property owner's rules.
Right. But there are some people that they seem to just, when it comes to guns, they seem to totally forget that private property exists.
I got the Second Amendment that says that I can blah, 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 blah. You can't tell me because you're infringing. What part of shall not be infringed do you not understand, Ian Freeman?
Yeah.
Well, I think that what they're doing is okay. It's just really intimidating when you're sitting there eating your shrimp linguine and someone walks in with a rifle.
I don't find it intimidating, but I understand why people do. Right, like to me, it doesn't bother me if somebody's got a rifle or a gun or
right. But
okay,
why the heck are you bringing it to a restaurant?
That's my question.
If you're a person that owns guns and you want to go out to eat, it's just more socially acceptable if you have a small handgun that
I
may or may
to
not be concealed.
I need to carry my AK-47 for self-defense purposes.
I think that you're right, Ellen, that if you've got a handgun that's being open carried, I don't think that's as upsetting. These guys were actually, look at the picture, at least one of the pictures that was taken of these tool bags, for lack of a better term, they're brandishing the guns as well. So there's a picture of them.
They're holding the guns in their.
It would be one thing if they had it strapped to their back. That would be bad enough. You know, that's hard enough to deal with the PR on. It's another thing where they've got the weapons in their hands posing for a photograph. At least I'm presuming this was the right picture. I did a quick Google search to try to find this Chipotle gun protest thing. And
they're just like, oh, look at me. I've got a gun. Look at it. It's right here. And you all should be comfortable with it. Like, granted, they're used for the same thing. Like, rifles and shotguns are used for the same purposes as handguns are. So they're really not any more or less dangerous.
I don't know. I've never killed a deer with a handgun.
Well, there are people that do, I'm sure. The thing is, though, it's much larger, and it's purposeless, really, to go around trying to, their intent is not to frighten people, but it's really strange when you're going into a public place going, look at this gun. I've got it, everyone.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. Tom's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hi, sir. I might have missed it. I was talking to your screener. How are these guys carrying the guns? I'm curious.
Okay, so the picture that I pulled up, and let me see if I can pull it up again to give you a better description of it, but let me see. I Googled for Chipotle gun pictures, and there's only really one picture here that seems to be the relevant result. And again, I'm presuming this is the one in question. They do appear to be at some sort of a restaurant. I've only been to a Chipotle once, so I can't say 100% that this is actually taken inside a Chipotle, but it is definitely a restaurant-looking place. One dude has the gun in his hands. He's holding the gun. It's pointed at the ground. It is some sort of assault weapon-looking thing. It looks like a machine gun. It's probably semi-auto, but it looks like a machine gun. And the other dude has it strapped, and he's sort of resting his hands on top of the butt of the gun. But the second guy, there's a big guy who's resting his hands, and there's a littler guy who is actually holding the gun. Now, he does have the correct trigger finger, and that his trigger finger is outside of the trigger. So, he's doing it as safely as he can, but regardless, he's brandishing this weapon. There's no doubt about that.
I'm absolutely pro Second Amendment 110%, but that just sounds ridiculously irresponsible. I'll tell you one thing.
Yes.
I don't know how the laws are wherever they were doing this, but
Texas.
Certainly in Maryland, the law used to be that you could be charged with something called assault by pointing. If one of those guys were to even inadvertently, while sitting down, have that gun pointed at someone, they could legitimately be charged with a crime. And
absolutely.
To them being charged with that, they don't have it slung in a case over their shoulder. I don't know what they're going to arrest on in the first place, but it's, again, it sounds like you might be right that it could be something to provoke people.
Yeah, well, that's what I found myself wondering. Are these guys just that clueless, or are they actually agents provocateur who are trying to screw up gun rights for people, who are trying to make guns this sort of subject of discussion where people get angry and then businesses ban them? Because it's happened once, it's happened again, and now it may happen a third time at Chili's.
These guys might just be clueless.
We could
they
just
look pretty
take
clueless.
Them at their word and say they really did have the best of intentions. They just want people to feel comfortable. But at the same time, the chain of thinking there, like, oh, if we bring these in public, people will be okay with it. No, that's not what happens. Most people usually get uncomfortable. And hopefully these were not loaded if they were pointing it at anyone.
No way to know. I mean, they definitely have clips in there. Tom, anything else you want to share?
Just certainly I'm sure that we have both provocateurs and stupid activists out there. It wouldn't matter if it was loaded or not as far as the crime of assault by pointing. Just to wrap up, I think it's a great topic that you do bring up. And it also depends on the area that you're located in. There are some areas where you could do that and it would be considered perfectly normal, I suppose. And if you want,
there aren't too many areas like that. I mean, even here in New Hampshire, where gun rights are relatively enshrined. I mean, even the Democrats own guns in New Hampshire in a lot of cases. Even here in New Hampshire, you probably would upset some people, and maybe they'd mostly be from Massachusetts who you'd be upsetting, but you'd probably upset some people by carrying a rifle into a business. Walking down the street with one, I think that's an okay protest. Go ahead.
Let's put it this way. There's no one who won't sit up and take notice at such a site.
Absolutely. You are definitely going to attract attention. That much is true. And thank you, Tom, for your call here tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to James. You're on the line here. James, you got about 20 seconds, so go quick.
I know you're so open-minded and progressive, Ian and Daryl and Ellen. But what's up with this thing that you guys, your bigotry against Southern men, like that's the equivalent of being stupid, Daryl.
Against who?
Daryl's little Southern redneck rant.
Oh, you're talking about the redneck impression? Thanks for the call,
yeah,
James. Appreciate it. Daryl, you want to address that real quick?
What, that certain people from certain areas tend to stand up for certain rights? That
no, he was saying you were doing a Southern voice and making fun of people, suggesting that the Southern voice means someone is stupid. But you're from the South, so it's legit.
I'm implying stupid.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.